That sound interrupted humanity again. The same sound that could be heard before the vanishing years ago was heard again this morning. Some say it sounds like trumpets. Only the religious rabbits claim that. It sounds more like bending and flexing of metal. It's like a giant ship groaning in a swell. It's not overly loud or piercing. Certainly nothing which would cause you to drop to your knees and cover your ears. Nothing in the sky suggested that was where it was coming from, but most certainly that is where it was coming from. I would have thought that sound would have given me hope that I'd soon be with my family. But strangely, there was no hope. I felt nothing like that. The sound held everybody's attention, briefly. It was soon forgotten about with what happened next. The world had gone to hell in a handbasket, which is kind of funny considering I'm sitting in an actual basket. I'm in a hot air balloon, and just 200 feet beneath me is something which, frankly, is beyond belief. People are eating each other. Yep, I just said that. People are eating each other. For the past 2 hours, I've heard nothing but people screaming and cars crashing. It's mayhem. There are people running in all directions trying to find cover, which happens to be cars caught in a gridlock, only to have the occupants devour them. Those who can't cover are just out of luck and are also devoured. There's nowhere to hide. And it doesn't matter how fast they run, all of them have ended up as a bloodstain and a few pieces of gore. I'm not joking. If it wasn't for the bloodstain and shoes, you would have no idea a person was once there. The entire population has turned into what looks like a pack of starving, wild dogs diving into a large bowl of food. Some are dogs, some are food. When the air heats up or cools down, I'm not sure which, the balloon rises. From a greater height, the scene below looks like a hole has opened up in the earth's crust and millions of little fire ants are pouring out, covering whatever's in their path. Except the fire ants are people, covered in guts and gore, craving, lusting after one thing. More guts and gore. This is worse than the all-you-can-eat food line on a Weight Watchers cruise. Actually, I have witnessed a similar scene to this. Just a week earlier, I was at an Apple presentation put on for people looking after IT in educational institutions. That's part of my job. Let me tell you, my fellow brothers and sisters in my particular IT field are not known for being skinny or healthy or for personal hygiene and anything remotely attractive, at least by society standards as stipulated by WHO Weekly. Anyway, at this function, the person in charge of bringing food and drink did not turn up. He or she probably stopped on the way back after visiting the cheesecake shop and decided to eat everything themselves. There was blood on the dance floor that day. It was like a herd of angry water buffalo getting ready to charge the poor admin person who had drawn the short straw to pass on the bad news. I could see the look of trepidation in the eyes of this young lady when she entered the room. I still don't think she knew how lucky she was to escape with her life. She could have easily been trampled or ripped apart and consumed. What the hell has happened? What the hell do I do? I'm a fat man with no weapons and no skills other than be able to release a pretty impressive fart. And right now, I'm not farting because it would end up being a 3D fart. You know the kind I'm talking about. My butt cheeks are closed tighter than one of my shirts after I've mistakenly put it in the dryer. Trust me, that is tight. And it certainly isn't pretty. Fat and hair poking out everywhere. Yeah. Let that thought fester for a bit.